Doug Peterson's football life is a story of preparation and perseverance, even when the odds seem stacked against him. Throughout his career, he has proven there is no substitute for working hard and remaining resilient. And it's because of these traits that he's been able to seize the moment when opportunity has presented itself.
2 days of the NFL draft, and I wasn't selected. And so it was Sunday afternoon, the draft was over, and I get a call from Jerry Stripling, and he's a regional scout for the Dolphins. And he said, "Hey, Doug," he said, "we'd love to bring you in, be our fourth guy." And ultimately, I did not make the football team in 91. That fall, the Dolphins called me back, brought me back in 92. And then it was just kind of a revolving door after that. Very much of a struggle, you know, early in my career. But I kept plugging away, and, you know, ended up 14 years later, you know, with an NFL career.
In his first season on the active roster in 1993, Peterson was part of two memorable events in Dolphins history. One was in Philadelphia, the other in Dallas.
We come to Philadelphia in November, and of course I was the backup at the time, and so I go in and led a couple drives, you know, in the second half and kicked two field goals, you know, and ended up beating the Eagles. And that game was Don Shula's record-breaking game for all-time wins, and that was 325 wins. You know, I'm excited because we won the game, and the guys are excited out because they carried Don Shula off.
Stay cool and kept us together. Doug Peterson.
That was probably the first milestone for me, you know, in my career. Who would think that in Dallas, Texas, on Thanksgiving Day, you'd wake up to snow and freezing rain and sleet late in the fourth quarter, and we're driving, and we need a field goal basically to win the game. And Pete Stojanovic comes through, and he kind of slips, and he kicked it low. And Dallas blocked it, but it went forward. It went towards our end zone. Well, here comes Leon Lett. And he tries to scoop the ball. Well, we end up recovering the kick, the block kick, or now the muffed fumble. We ended up kicking the game-winning field goal and beat the Cowboys on Thanksgiving Day. And you're a part of that history, in NFL history, on those games. And that was two that year that I was a part of, and always remember both of those.
It was in Green Bay where Peterson met the man who would change his career. Andy Reid was a little-known tight ends coach behind names like Mike Holmgren, Fritz Schirmer, Steve Mariucci, and Sherman Lewis.
When I came in 95, you know, Coach Reid was the tight ends coach. Andy and I really kind of struck a chord there, you know, early. A guy that I knew right away, very detailed guy, you know, in his work, in his study. I just remember things like, you know, certain tips and indicators and different things that he and I would talk about. As a backup quarterback, I felt like if I was mentally prepared, you know, the physical part's going to take over, but mentally I could help the starter on game day or during the week. I was prepared to go into a football game if need be.
Doug Peterson has his first touchdown pass of the season. Here's Peterson back. Look at him. Blitz goes to the end zone. Touchdown, Bill Schrader.
I'll tell you, that's a great play by Peterson.
Here's Doug Peterson back to throw. Comes short inside. Touchdown, Tyrone Davis.
Hey, hell of a job. Hell of a job. Coming back. Nice throw.
Those first couple years in Green Bay, you know, that was the foundation for me, you know, until I retired in 04.
The relationship and trust that was built between Reid and Peterson led to his promotion as the Eagles' starting quarterback in 1999, when Reid took over as head coach.
Fast, that clock's running. Nice, nice, good. That's the way to play.
It was a tremendous honor for Coach Reid to even consider bringing me in.
Back goes Peterson. He lets it fly. He's going deep. He is in for the touchdown!
By giving me the opportunity to start was obviously a dream come true, because now I felt like, okay, all that hard work and preparation and all the times that I was cut and released and all of that leading up has prepared me for this situation. Very fortunate to be a part of those early times, getting things going here in Philadelphia, and then, of course, very grateful for Andy to bring me in and give me that chance.
Being an NFL quarterback for 14 seasons, Doug Peterson benefited from years of advice from very knowledgeable coaches. That instruction also set him up for the next phase of his life.
I knew coaching was in my future because I'd done that for the time I was in Green Bay. I felt like I was a coach, and in the spring of 05, got right into high school football in Shreveport, Louisiana. And to now take all this knowledge and information and everything I learned over a 14-year period and put it into high school guys. It's a very rewarding, very fulfilling time for me.
After a successful 4 years coaching high school football, Peterson was brought back to Philadelphia when a position opened up on Andy Reid's staff.
I knew that I wanted to get back to the NFL. And early in 09, he offered me the quality control job. Take all those experiences from learning from guys like Dan Marino, guys like Brett Favre. Watch them. How do they study? How do they practice during the week? How do they get the guys around them to play at a high level? Learning that kind of stuff over 14 years has now given me the opportunity to relate today.
When Reid was hired by the Kansas City Chiefs, he tabbed Doug Peterson to be his offensive coordinator. Over the next three seasons, Peterson continued to learn and grow. And it's the culmination of his wealth of experiences that have prepared him for the next chapter of his story as head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles.